but the cotton sacks are woven of a heavy kind of a coarse cotton cloth. And they are put cotton in, but they are also made of cotton.
Oh, they're made of.
They're made of cotton. They're woven. You can buy them in general stores and places like that, supply places. And I don't know how maybe people had to buy some coarse cloth and make them. But all I ever heard of was that would be something that farmers would get. You know, in the fall.
Was it the same material that flour and sugar would come in?
Oh, no, that would be too thin and slazy, and wouldn't do it. It's a thick, coarse material that would be kind of like, do you know what Osnaburg is? Did you ever see Osnaburg? That's a very coarse thing that's used for. And then, a canvas, you know, if you'd say some hunting thing that you'd have, yes. Some would have to be made of canvas. Well, this was almost as heavy, about as heavy as canvas. That's what a cotton sack would be. It wouldn't be of any light thing. Oh, it would tear to pieces, because you see, those things are great, long things, and they get heavy.
And I also was curious how you did shopping, or how you bought groceries. Childhood.
Well,
things come packaged pretty much, or?
Well, not as much. It was more dipping out of different things, you know.
How would you describe that?
Well, I've seen mackerel, say, in a kind of a barrel or something, and somebody would say they wanted two or three mackerel, and they'd take them out and put them in a, you know, kind of paper tray or something like that. And this, I don't think you would, I don't know, maybe you buy, I never do buy mackerel, and I'm just saying, I've seen that. But, and I don't know, they might still.
How about lard?
Well, I suppose that people, I suppose somebody could buy a small amount of lard, but I think most white people and people that kept house, they would buy a can of lard, you know.
And sugar?
Yes, it would be in a cloth bag. It wouldn't be like the paper ones we get now.
If you had, say, lard that
dipped out.
Dip out and put on paper, that would be called what? Buying
loose lard?
Lard?
I would think you would call it loose.
There's another term, lard. Buy lard in the bulk, does that sound?
In a what?
In the bulk, does that sound?
Well, that would mean that you were buying a small quantity out of a big quantity, wouldn't it? Or you would bind it,
I'm really not sure of the difference between loose and that. Could you describe the difference?
Well, I don't know, because I never did, I don't know much about that, but I would think that for somebody who didn't have much money at a time people would buy in this real small quantities. Maybe in those days, I suppose you could buy a little tray of something, you know. There was so much dipping out of big things.
That's fascinating.
And I think that people actually I can't remember any sugar except in cloth bags, but I expect maybe further back they probably had it in barrels and sacked it up for you in a paper bag, don't you reckon?
Mm-hmm. How would they say bulk? Is that how they was? Is that a word?
Bulk or bulk?
Bulk. Was that a word used?